Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there, guys and dolls. How's tricks? I'm glad to hear it. Me? Ah, you know, earning a crust. That's about all I ever will earn out of taxi driving. No, sir, there ain't no fortune to be made out of this racket, believe you me, Miss Weston. And yet, you'd be surprised how many people would like my job. No kidding. Time out of mind, I get a fare who, during the journey to his destination, will unburden his worries on me, telling me all his troubles and ending up by saying how he wished he had my job. I tell you, they all think we're rolling in dough. In fact, that reminds me of what happened not so long ago when a whole group of people, a syndicate, they thought they'd climb onto the wagon. Wagon, I ask you, what wagon? A living is all I earn, that's for sure. And even that some days is mighty hard to come by. Anyway, it all started one cold winter's morning down at the rank. Me and Red was chattering together. And of course, this was in sympathy with our teeth, which was doing the same thing.
Oh, boy, this is sure a freeze of the day, huh?
Yeah.
Even my goose pimples have got goose pimples.
Hey, look, Chuck. See that? You can see my breath.
Well, don't do that, Red. You'll steam up the windows.
Do what, Chuck?
That.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Wipe the windows, Red. They're steamed up. Get the rag and wipe them.
Okay. There's no need to get steamed up about it.
Oh, boy, it's cold. I ask you, Red, who'd want our job?
Us?
Yeah, we're the only ones who would, I can tell you. In the summer it's too hot, in the winter it's too cold. Ah, we must be mugs. It's okay if we're busy, you know, on the move the whole time, but sitting around here ain't no pleasure.
Yeah, we must be mugs.
What do you mean, we?
Well, you said...
Ah, still, I suppose it could be worse. I mean, how'd you like to be a mailman in this kind of weather, huh? Or a milkman? Or a lumberjack?
Or a waiter?
Or a waiter? Waiters waking doors, you big ape. They're okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Hey, he might be a waiter in an outdoor cafe. That's pretty terrible, Chuck.
Ah, listen, bird brain. All the outdoor cafes is closed in the winter.
That's what I mean. That poor waiter's out of work altogether.
Even the streets is quiet. It's almost uncanny.
Yeah, strange, too.
It's like the lull before the storm. You know, the peace before the war. Hello, Moitel. Can you hear me? It's Chuck here.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, what you talking about, Moitel? What's this guess about war?
What I say? War!
Now, take it easy, Moitel. Tell us what you're screaming about, for Pete's sake.
Well, headquarters has just had a memo from Jake Kilroy.
Oh, the boss of the Taxi Drivers Union.
Correct. And all the other taxi companies in New York have had the same message.
So what's it all about, Moitel?
Shut up, Red. So what's it all about, Moitel? Mini Cars Incorporated. Hey, what is that? Some new kind of shampoo?
Mini Cars Incorporated is the name of a new company organized by a syndicate whose reputation is, to say the least, shady.
So?
Shut up, Red. So?
This company has set themselves up in business.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Your business.
What?
Got the message? They're running a cab service in competition with all the other cab drivers in New York. But the only difference is they're not using proper cabs. Oh, no, they're using those little foreign runarounds. And these little cars use less gas. They can get in and out of traffic like whippets. So, therefore, they can take passengers further distances at cheaper rates.
Oh, boy. That's all we need. Well, we don't mind competition, but only on the same terms.
Yeah, but, Moitel, don't these guys have to have a license?
Don't interrupt, Red. Leave it to me, will you? Hey, Moitel, don't these guys have to have a license?
No. The city traffic department has okayed them on account of they really ain't taxis at all. They're cars.
Gee.
The only proviso the traffic department has put on them is that they're not allowed to tout for business. In other words, nobody can flag them down in the streets. They can only be booked by phone.
Yeah, some proviso. They'll soon get around that one. And I bet that their drivers don't even have to have a police test to see if they know their way around the city.
I don't think so, Chuck. Anyway, the taxi drivers' union's up in arms about the whole thing, and what happened last night hasn't made matters exactly easier.
Can I ask a question, Chuck?
Yeah, sure, Red.
Thanks. What happened last night?
That's a good question.
Well, it seems like a few of our boys got here at this mini car's outfit late last night, so they took things into their own hands and ambushed one of the drivers from mini cars. The latest hospital report says he'll recover.
Hey, Michael, that's serious.
It sure is. Furthermore, Jake Kilroy has expressed deep regret on behalf of the union that such a thing could have happened. He wishes the union to dislocate itself from the incident.
So what's the pitch now from the union?
Sit tight and wait for further instructions. All cops have the same orders.
Okay, Michael, baby. Let's know when you got some more news.
You're real, Jack.
Oh, Michael.
Yeah, Red?
Cold today, ain't it?
So now, there's a nice state of affairs, I must say. A war yet. I worked myself to death trying to make ends meet in the best of times. So now I gotta go into battle. I didn't have long to mediate on these deeper subjects, because a few minutes later, Michael comes on the line and sends me to an address way over the other side of town. Some guy wants picking up from there and taken to the airport. But when I gets to this address, some apartment block 5 miles away, there ain't nobody knows who asked for a taxi. Mind you, I don't stop to find out, because this kind of thing happens all the time. A mysterious phone call from some nut who thinks it's funny to call a cabbie out on a hoax. So I gets Michael, and I tells her I'm back on my way to the rank.
It's a very strange world we live in, Master Jack. Strangers in the night, only we know. Strangers in the night, only we know. Strangers in the night.
Okay, Bob, step on it.
Oh, sure, mister, where to?
Wait for the direction of Rochester.
Okay, jump in. What's the address, fellas?
Just drive, Bob. We'll tell you on the way.
A sure thing, fellas.
Okay, take the place to the right.
Sure.
And, make with the speed, huh?
Say, I wish you guys would tell me the address. It'll be a whole lot easier that
Shut
way.
Shut up and drive.
Take the left fork.
Hey, what is this? Some kind of a bum steer?
You heard what the man said. Just drive.
You know something? I don't like this one little bit.
You ain't paid to like it. You paid to drive.
Yeah, but you see, in the normal way, I like my work. Suddenly, the whole glamour has gone out.
Okay, okay. Now take the main highway to Rochester at the next intersection.
Listen, if it's all the same to you fellas, my lunch hour's coming up. Couldn't you get someone else to take you?
Not a chance, Buster. Now we got you, we're going to hang on to you.
Oh? Who says so?
Why did he say Sam?
I think he was asking a question.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you who says so. I say so.
And me.
An idiot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I don't take orders from no one, see?
Oh, we forgot to show him the bad news.
Oh, yeah. Show him the persuader, Eddie. Bad news?
Now, Buster, keep going until we say when. Otherwise, I might be tempted to use the hardware.
We could blow your head off at this range. Nasty. You know, fellas, suddenly I see it all your way.
So, guys and broads, I gets back from the hoax call and I pulls up at the rank. I don't see no sign of Red, so I figure he's maybe out on a fare. Oh, the weather is not getting any warmer. And frankly, I can't wait to get off duty that night. Maybe taking a movie. So with this in mind, I gets on to Myrtle. Hi, Myrtle, baby. How's it going?
Hello, Chuck. Very quiet.
Yeah, you can say that again. Only one call all morning. That was a phony.
Some joker, I guess.
Oh, boy, what a sense of humor that guy must have.
Tell me, Chuck, you got your thick sweater on in this cold?
Oh, yeah. I'm as snug as the proverbial bug.
And your underwear.
And my long johns. Don't worry.
I do worry, Chuck. If I wasn't to worry about you, who would?
Oh, Michael, you are so right.
Although why I do it, I'll never figure out.
Ah, it's because you love me, baby.
Oh, Chuck, quit the stop. Stop on me, will you?
Hey, Michael, baby, how's about you and me going to a nice warm movie house tonight, huh?
Okay, sweetie. What shall we see?
I'll leave it to you. Anything you say.
Well, there's a picture at the plaza. A woman's story.
Yeah. I don't stomach these tearjerkers.
Okay. How about that one at the Astoria, my friend Rover?
Animals yet. Yeah.
Well, there is my mother's eyes at the Trocadero.
So far, I am not bowled over.
What do you want to see?
Well, I told you, honey, anything you say. Hey, mind you, there is the one at the Roxy, Badlands of Wyoming.
Another Western? You're coming out of my ears already.
You don't want to see it, huh?
Well, I guess I don't mind.
That's my girl. I knew we'd agree on something.
Chuck, we will be on our own tonight, won't we?
Huh? Oh, sure, don't worry. I won't bring Red.
I mean, Red's come with us so many times to the movies. The people are beginning to wonder who's whose. And last week when the manager referred to Red as your son, I could have hit him.
Yeah, well, it's just the two of us tonight, baby. Hey, where is Red? Out on a fair.
I don't know. I ain't spoken to him all morning.
Well, maybe he picked up a customer straight off the rank.
Yeah, probably. Even so, he should have been through.
Ah, you know Red. He forgets sometimes he's got a radio phone in the cab.
Still, just to check, I told Michael to call Red up and ask him to state his whereabouts. But there didn't seem to be no reply. Well, at first, I thought Red's parked his cab and gone for a quick cup of coffee someplace. But then after 2.5 hours, I thought either that's a mighty big cup of coffee, or something's wrong with the big lug. It was now 5 hours since anybody heard anything from Red. Where could the big ape be? I tell you, guys and dolls, I'm plenty worried. Just for a change.
Now, look, fellas, would you mind telling me what this is all about?
You mean you ain't guessed yet?
All I know is you bring me to this...
warehouse.
Yeah, warehouse. Anyway, you bring me to this dump,
Pistol Point.
At Pistol Point, and you put me on this chair.
But first we tie you up.
Oh, yeah. First you tie me up, then you put me on this chair, and then...
We don't say nothing for over an hour.
And you don't say nothing. Hey, who's guessing, me or you?
Now listen, you ain't gonna come to no harm if you just stay put.
My ankles and wrists are tied up. I got a choice.
And you still don't know what all this is about, huh?
No.
Well, I guess it don't do no harm to tell you. You're being held hostage.
Hostage?
Hostage.
You mean for a ransom or something?
Yeah, you could say that.
You want a ransom for me? You must be nuts. I ain't worth nothing. Who's going to pay money for me?
Who's talking about money? You ever heard of Many Cars Incorporated?
No, I... Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, I remember. Michael was talking about him this morning.
Who's Michael?
Oh, my girlfriend's friend.
Huh?
My friend's girlfriend.
What does she know about it?
She's on the radio.
One of them actress dolls, huh?
No, she tells people where to go.
I get it. She's on the information side.
Yeah.
Say, that's kind of interesting. Ain't it, Eddie? Interesting. You know, we made the radio. Probably the news headlines.
Yeah.
And Myrtle said there was a war broke out.
Between Many Cars Incorporated and the Taxi Drivers Union.
Yeah, but what's that to me? I don't want to go to war. I'm too young to die.
Who said anything about dying? We all knew as a reprisal.
Oh, that's different.
A reprisal against the Union for what some of your boys did to one of our boys last night.
What did some of your boys do to one of our boys last night?
One of our boys last night. They beat him up. just for trying to earn a living.
Gee, that's tough. But I wasn't nowhere near where it happened. I didn't have no part in it.
We're not saying you did, buddy boy. We're holding you as a symbol.
Now, hold on. I've been called some things in my time.
Take it easy, Buster. Take it easy. If we get what we want from the union, we won't hold you long.
And what do you want from the union?
We want a signed declaration that they will allow mini cars incorporated to earn their living side by side with the regular taxis without no interference.
Hope you guys have got a bed for me. I'm gonna be here all night.
Still no reply from Red's cat, Moitle?
Not a squeak.
Okay, this is it. Now listen, baby, and listen good. I want you to radio all cabs. Tell them that Red is missing. And for them to keep a sharp lookout for his cab. One of the boys might have seen it around sometime today. You got it?
Check.
While Moitle was busy contacting all the cabs in New York, I decided to bring the Johns in on this. So I moseyed along to the local precinct house.
Yeah, what can I... Oh, it's you again.
Listen, you gotta do something, but fast.
Well, I'll do it. I'll do it fast, but what have I gotta do?
It's my pal Red. He's missing.
Well, now I know what I gotta do. Hold a celebration.
No, listen, officer. I'm worried.
That he'll show up?
Nah, I know he's been troublesome in the past, but after all, he's my pal.
Yeah, well, we all got our problems. How long's he been gone?
About 7 hours now.
So anyway, after the cop quits making with the funnies, he finally takes down all the particulars, as much as I knew anyway, and he says he's going to look into it. I'm sitting back at the rank, taking it all over when Michael comes through again.
Are you there, John?
Okay, Michael, I'm here. Any news?
I radioed all the cops, like you said, and they're all keeping their eyes peeled for Red or his cab.
Well, good work, Michael.
Oh, listen, Jack. Jake Kilroy's here with me right now. He wants to talk to you.
Okay, honey, put him on.
Hello, Chuck.
Hi, Jake. What's new?
Plenty. We know who it is got hold of Red this morning.
Hey, you do?
Yeah, two hoods in the pay of Mini Cars Incorporated.
The rival taxi company.
That's it. It seems they're holding Red as a kind of hostage subject to special terms. They propositioned me a few minutes ago by phone. If the union don't agree to these so-called terms, something very nasty will happen to Red.
Hey, these babies mean business, huh?
I'm afraid so, Chuck.
And what are the terms?
That the union must allow Mini Cars Incorporated to earn their living side by side with the regular cab drivers. Furthermore, they deplore the action taken by some of our boys last night when a driver from Mini Cars got beaten up. Frankly, I deplore that myself, but I still haven't got to the bottom of it.
So what you gonna do, Jake? You gonna agree to the terms?
As boss of our union, Chuck, I don't believe in yielding to blackmail. So I've issued a message to their headquarters that I want time to consider their terms. Sort of stalling, see? We can't buy too much time, otherwise the other side will smell a rat.
Yeah, I can smell a few rats myself already.
Anyway, all we can hope for is to find out where they've taken Red as fast as possible. Meantime, I understand you got Myrtle here to radio all cabs to be on their toes.
Yeah, and the cops also know.
I didn't want the cops brought in on this, but however, I suppose you're worried.
Well, you can say that again. Seems like Red's in real danger.
I tell you, guys and dolls, I never felt so helpless in my life. Just sitting there and waiting for a clue, any clue, that might tell us the whereabouts of Red. Where could I even start looking for him? And just then, Michael comes through again.
Oh, Chuck?
Yeah, Michael, what is it?
Listen, one of our boys has just come through. He says he thinks he saw Red's cab going towards Rochester a few hours ago.
Rochester? Hey, that's a good way out.
Jake Kilroy's instructed all cops to proceed to that neighborhood immediately and comb it.
Okay, Michael, I'm on my way, too.
All alone, I'm so all alone. Where are you? Alone. Gee, I'm hungry. Cold, too. Stiff, also. Altogether, I'm not too happy. Wonder where those two guys went.
Hello? Hello?
Nobody home. They're going to leave me here all night. Wonder what Chuck's doing. All alone. By the telephone. Telephone. Hey, I wonder where they dumped my cab. Just try standing up and then maybe I could jump over to the window. Made it. Lucky I played broad jumper when I was a kid. Now, let me see. Looks like any other neighborhood to me. Could be anywhere. Hey, there's my cab in the driveway. They left it there. If I could only get free, I could jump down. It's only 15 feet, I guess. And I could get in the cab and go and tell Chuck where I am. Trouble is, how do I get these ropes off my wrists? And glass in the window. Well, here goes. Lucky I got strong elbows. Now, if I can turn my back to the broken glass, I could rub the rope on it. Cut my finger. Keep trying. Done it. Now I'll untie my ankles. Up with the window. Hey, what's this? Blood. Oh. Get a hold of yourself, boy. That's it. Pretend it's someone else's blood. Now, jump. Made it. Here we are. What? They took the keys. Gee, how am I gonna... Michael, that's it. I keep forgetting I got a radio. Hello? Hello? Michael, can you hear me?
Man, where are you?
I'm here, Michael.
But where's here?
I can't talk too long, Michael. I don't know where the two guys are brought me here. They may come back.
Well, give me the address quickly.
What address?
Where are you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. 102 Petunia Avenue, Rochester.
Got it.
Oh, and Michael.
Yeah?
I was last seen wearing a dark brown overcoat with a blue suit.
Oh, under... we know. Sit tight, Red. Somebody will be coming for you.
Yeah, but I hear someone coming. I better go.
Okay, I'll switch you off.
Michael, don't forget...
Oh, Andy, get him!
Get him!
Finish, Eddie?
Yeah, just about. He won't get free again in a hurry.
You haven't got a chance. The place is surrounded.
Yeah. Well, we're moving out, and this time nobody's going to find
us. Come on, Sam. We better get moving fast. Otherwise... Hey. What's that, Sam?
I don't know, but we ain't going to stay to find out.
Yeah, but what are we going to do with the big ape?
I'll leave him. We got to think of our own skin.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
We ain't got no response. Leave us alone, man.
there it was. I want to tell you, guys and dolls, I ain't never seen such a hullabaloo in all my life. Them two crooks come running out of the warehouse, and suddenly about 50 of us guys is all running towards them on all sides, shouting and waving sticks and all manner of unpleasant objects. Them hoods never had a chance. Anyway, the whole mini-car setup was found to be a trifle doubtful in its reputation, and therefore not desirable as a service to the public of New York State. And Red, he's okay. Just a couple of scratches and bruises on his elbow where he smashed the window in. I told him he should have used his head. Then he wouldn't have had no injuries at all. Well, that's it for this week. And remember, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.